Gonna fund the education of our youth that we're sending to failed institutions, and how we gonna use the ganja for better solutions, for uplifting our community and the resurrection of our people who are suffer poverty indoctrination. For my people, the system don't have no good intentions, and I know say that the herb is the healing of the nation, but I and I not get nowhere smoking away our problems, while the profits go to governments and greedy corporations. Are we not gonna hear the same old ganja tune? How much the ganja smoker make them and them swoon? Talking like you love your ganja more than you love your people. Ganja is for liberation, not for sedating the sheeple. A chalice a day, keep the doctor away. What can you prove it? I said we have to be the earth connoisseur. From above, don't forsake it or abuse it, yeah. Oh, I said I wanna sing a different kind of tune, kind of song that you never knew. Don't wanna hear another song about the high-grade marker, unless we talking about how high we gonna trade stock options. I say put down the spliff and lift up level brick and mortar, and set the foundation for Selassie sons and daughters. Decriminalization, yes, we need to legalize it, and keep the poor from unjustly being penalized. Still, ganja smoking ain't for every man and every woman. How can I and I use the sacred herb from top to bottom? The stem, the stalk, the branches and the leaves make up a tonic. Not just the flowers and the buds, which some call in the chronic. Medicinal, healing, room economy it offer. And yet routine rolling can cause unfavorable outcomes. I beg your pardon, but me not jump on the weed bandwagon. Rastafari is a movement, so we not gonna stay stagnant. And if we use it wisely, enough philosophizing time, be Rasta mansions come together and start organizing.